A federal hearing is set today in Seattle for a so-called dreamer who faces deportation. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, the case has set off alarms because the young man was protected by the DACA program at the time of his arrest.
Immigration officials say they arrested 23-year-old Daniel Ramirez Medina because of his, quote, admitted gang affiliation. His attorneys refute that claim and say he was detained without justification. Ramirez was arrested after immigration agents came to his father's home. They had a warrant for the father and later apprehended Ramirez, too, even though he told agents about his DACA status. The program is for immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children. It gives them temporary permission to live and work here. One of Ramirez's attorneys, Matt Adams, says this case raises broader concerns.
There's being less care taken to follow the law, and instead all the emphasis is on let's arrest those people.
Some also see this case as a test of how the Trump administration may approach enforcement around the DACA program. Federal officials describe the arrest as a routine enforcement activity. Ramirez has been detained in Tacoma since Friday. His DACA status was terminated. Nearly 730,000 young people have enrolled in DACA. Federal officials say 1,500 recipients have had their status revoked due to a criminal conviction or gang affiliation. That's less than 0.3% of the total. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.